In facing life's trials and sufferings, we need one element in our Christian life, and this is faith. Faith gives us energy, because sometimes our energy are drained when we are encountering a lot of trials in our lives. And also, faith also gives us meaning to continue living in spite and despite of all these trials that we are facing in life. This is the very situation of Habakkuk in our first reading today. His time, he wrote his prophecy during turbulent times. There were violence, strife, destruction, ruin, and misery all over the place. But in spite of this, Habakkuk manifested faith by praying to God. Like Habakkuk, we know that we are too limited to solve such problems that we encounter, conflict, destruction, and etc. And like Habakkuk, we also express dismay. We are so prostrated. But we cry to the Lord. Like Habakkuk, he waited for an answer. But Habakkuk was disappointed because it seems that God is deaf to his pleading. But this is faith. This is faith, my dear brothers and sisters. Faith helps us to continue praying to God. Continue praying to God who is silent, whom we consider as deaf to our pleas, to our outcries. We continue believing in Him even if at times we feel that we are abandoned. We feel that He does not listen, that He is so silent. What was the response of God to Habakkuk? Write down this vision regarding the future, where justice will reign in God's time. In other words, God has a plan. Bear with His destruction. Bear with His ruin. Bear with His violence. Bear with His misery. For in my time, justice will prevail. And sometimes we are tempted to ask, but when? When, Lord? We're already fed up. We almost wanted to surrender and to give up. Aha! There is that part of faith which we all forget. And what is that part of faith which we forget? The virtue of patient waiting. Whether you like it or not, we are impatient many, many times, especially when we ask God and it seems God does not grant what we are asked. What kind of God are you? I have been asking this. I have already sent many, many intention masses at St. Rose. But why is it that you do not grant my plea, my request? Oh, we say, in God's time. If we have faith, we are able to enter into God's time and be patient. Remember, be very patient because God is also patient with us. Remember, God is patient with us human beings. When are you going to be converted? Not now, Lord. But God shows his patience. If God shows his patience, who are we to be impatient with him? Okay? Does this make sense? I'm sure. Wait in patience. Because the assurance that the people of faith, when we continue believing, we will always be rewarded. Take note of that. When we wait in patience, we will always be rewarded. So let us examine our own personal faith. Do we have that patient waiting? Or we want that God at once, give me what I am asking from you. Examine, brother and sister, what kind of faith do you have? St. Paul, in our second reading, writing to Timothy, he was in prison when he wrote this letter to Timothy. Stir up your faith, the gift that God has given you. Learn from me. When I was in prison, it is there that I was able to increase my faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. I was not discouraged. I was not disgusted and frustrated. But instead, I believe that in his time, he will grant me what I desire. There was even a time when he was in prison, the threat of losing his life. But thanks be to God, St. Paul exhibited that faith, because it is faith that tells him being persecuted is the consequence of your mission. When you do your mission for the sake of God, expect that you will be persecuted. So this is what St. Paul taught to Timothy. Be strong in your faith. And this secret of faith is not human daring. It is rather the Holy Spirit, the role of the Holy Spirit who makes a person strong. And this strength that comes from the Holy Spirit will enable the person to love in wisdom. And this wisdom is the wisdom of God. Be strong in adversity. In an adverse situation, it is there that you have to show your faith. Faith in being strong in adverse moments. Strong in a wise way. And the last reminder of St. Paul to Timothy as regards faith is, be faithful to the deposit of faith. What is this deposit of faith? The content. And for this content, the world will truly reject you. But if you remain faithful to him, God will be on your side. The apostles requested Jesus and asked, increase our faith. Jesus' answer is a little bit unusual. He said that, well, if you have a little faith, that's enough. He said that if you have faith like a mustard seed, you know, mustard seed is the tiniest, I think, of all seeds. But if you have faith like a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and transplanted to the sea. In other words, even if your faith is small or little, it will have a marvelous effect. True faith is always little. I repeat, true faith is always little, because faith that does not make us proud. It makes us focused on our own littleness and the greatness of God. Focusing on our own weakness, focusing on our own littleness, our being creature, being created, we can come up with the reality that only God is the greatest. And in this way, we are prevented from being proud. From being proud. Because if our faith is greater, then we say that, hey, I can do that. The expression, I can do that, is not an expression of faith. It is rather an expression of pride. So the believer remains humble. If we have true faith, we can remain humble. Faith checks the false greatness of believers. We have false greatness in us, but it is faith that checks it out. Part of my faith is to proclaim the good works of God. The second part of our gospel reminded us not to expect a reward in what we have done. If we have done our duties, then say, according to Jesus in our gospel, we are useless servant. When we say useless servant, it is then a manifestation of our humility. So if we have true faith, it will always lead us to humility. But if our faith is not true, genuine at that, then we are always tempted to become proud. Humble service. This is the fruit of true faith. Increase in faith means remain little, remain insignificant. My little faith makes room for the greatness of God to work in me.